The Apprentice Witch's Handbook. Witches have always used magical symbols known as glyphs to harness, control, and utilize the magic around us. There are four cardinal glyphs and two secondary glyphs. Imagine that magic is like thread and glyphs like a needle. One without the other is of limited use. A witch will use one or more glyphs to pull magic toward her, and as the magic and glyphs connect, a spell is formed. Despite all witches using the same set of glyphs, the individual skill of the witch and the natural deposits of magic used makes every spell entirely unique to the caster. Chapter 1. The Civil Witchcraft Authority.
"Witches of Highland," the poster declared, "your country needs you. Join up today."
Ariane Wynne stared up at the elegant woman gazing proudly from the poster. The woman's hair was golden and flowing, her lips bright red. She wore the dark navy uniform and the silver star of a fully trained witch. Ariane Wynne glanced down at her coat and the space that her own star would soon occupy. Far-off bells sounded the hour, cutting through the noise of busy morning traffic rushing past, horns screaming out across the bustling street. She would be late if she stood daydreaming much longer. Grabbing her bag, she skipped between the crush of passers-by through tall, wrought-iron gates, following the signs for registration. Steps led through an open doorway and into a long, gleaming corridor. Other witches rushed past, some now proudly displaying bright new stars and broad grins, as did administrative staff carrying stacks of files or clutching clipboards. The air was full of excited chatter and the tang of damp wool coats and antiseptic cleaners. Ariane Wynne's wet shoes squeaked across the polished floor. She joined one of several haphazard lines and suddenly wished she hadn't. Jimmer Alverston was handing over her identity card at the desk, surrounded, as ever, by a small group of other young witches. Jimmer looked just like the witch on the poster outside, all flowing golden hair and bright smile. Ariane Wynne patted nervously at her own messy curls and tried to shrink back into the line. But she was too late, and too tall. One of the other girls, a neatly dressed witch, who Ariane Wynne recognised as Polly Walden, nudged Jimmer and pointed in her direction. Jimmer glanced over, offered a mean, tight smile, and whispered something to the others. The corridor rang with cruel giggling, and Ariane Wynne went red. "This is all I need," she thought. "What did I ever do to her?" Jimmer was cruel and a snob, and you were either with her or against her. She'd been like this since they first met at school 5 years ago. As they had been the only witches in their year, everyone had assumed they would get along, but Jimmer had made it quite clear she didn't want to be friends with Ariane Wynne, and that was that.
"Oh, look, it's Ariane Wynne Dribble!" Jimmer called out as she retrieved her card from the young man at the desk and tucked it away in the silly, tiny beaded bag that she always carried with her. "Ready for your evaluation?" More laughter. Jimmer moved slowly down the line until she reached Ariane Wynne. "I've already been offered a position as a private witch for a family in Highbridge, you know," she said smugly. "I wouldn't be seen dead dealing with some old lady's pixie infestation or making charms for a bunch of country bumpkins. What do you think you'll be doing, Dribble, if you pass?"
The other girls crowded around Ariane Wynne, smirking. Jimmer flicked her mane of shiny hair.
"I do hope they find you something you can cope with, nothing too taxing. Not everyone has the luxury of the training my family provided for me." "Who trained you, Ariane Wynne?" she asked, even though everybody already knew.
Ariane Wynne didn't reply, her cheeks burning.
"I heard it was her grandmother," Polly whispered nastily.
She wished more than anything that she had the nerve to do something.